I'm reflecting on Holy Week as a symbolic ritualization of the human journey, or perhaps more accurately, the journey of life itself. In the first meditation, I suggested that the Palm Sunday story reflects the realization that life, what people of faith call God, lives itself, by which I meant that everything, including you and I, participate and contribute to this living process, but without controlling it or knowing the outcome. In this meditation, I want to reflect on how the Holy Thursday story reflects the further awareness that life lives me, lives everything, in fact. In the context of Holy Thursday, all of this world we share is my body. In other words, life unfolds and becomes itself through me and through everything that ever was and ever will be. I want to look at this second stage of the Holy Week death to life process as it unfolds for us in these painful and frightening days of our own lives today. But let me first invite you to begin this reflection with a mindfulness exercise to help us connect to this present moment, to ourselves, to one another, and to the challenges we face. So position yourself comfortably as before, relaxed but alert, back straight, hands in your lap, eyes closed or gaze softened. And take three deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Now breathe normally. And in your mind, say the theme of today that we might call life lives me. Repeat this a little bit like a mantra a few times. Follow your breath now. When you feel thoughts and worries and anxieties about what you have to do, use your breath to center you. Simply follow your breath as you breathe in and out deliberately. Find a gentle rhythm. Give yourself permission to put aside all the things, including the anxieties that are running around in your mind, and simply be here now. If you'd like to extend this moment, just pause the recording and come back when you're ready. Now gently return to where you are, to your body, to your surroundings. By saying life lives me, I mean two things. One is that I am more lived than living, that I have really very little to do with the infinite components of my existence. Yes, there are choices, free will in that sense, about whether to stay alive and how to think and act in a particular moment, though even these choices are shaped by so many things we are not even conscious of, including the collective assumptions that determine so much more than I appreciate. Life, ultimate reality then, is my true identity and not the smaller illusory self that culture in all its forms has imposed on me and that I have come to believe. I should add that this fact applies to everything that is, ever was, ever will be. Life lives everything, gives identity and dignity thereby to everything. In faith terms, we might say that everything and every one of us subsists in the heart of God. The second thing brings another dimension to this apparently simple statement, which is that life lives and becomes through you and me and everything that has or ever will exist. Life becomes itself in and through all things. Perhaps this is the other side of the words of the Christ, the archetypal human for Christians. This is my body. Traditionally, the words have referred to bread and wine as being the body of Christ in a memorial ritual that would feed the souls of his followers after he died. Which is true, of course. But here, the word "this" expands to include everything. The earth, the grain, the flour, the bakers, as well as the bread, and the participants, those who will eat the bread, as the body of Christ. Christ then can be seen as another name for everything. And since we are also saying that life lives everything and that everything finds its essential identity in life, then what is being said here carries infinite meaning. This is my body is the identity statement of life itself. There is a wonderful poem by my friend Rilke that captures this essential truth in a delightfully playful way. Here's what he says. God speaks to each of us as he makes us, then walks with us silently out of the night. These are the words we dimly hear. You sent out beyond your recall. Go to the limits of your longing. Embody me. Flare up like a flame and make big shadows I can move in. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Don't let yourself lose me. Nearby is the country they call life. You will know it by its seriousness. Give me your hand. What an amazing statement. What an amazing statement of this is my body. And what a sense of freedom or permission perhaps to simply be and thereby find my true self. Here, be yourself takes on much more meaning than simply do what you want. Rather, go to the limits of your longing challenges us to become everything we have ever dreamed of. This is something our culture captures, that we should stretch ourselves to the limit in this life, that there is so much more we can do and be than our frightened imaginations would allow. Flare up like a flame and make big shadows I can move in. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. This is a divine mandate to go for it. This is cosmic work, this work of becoming all that we can be. But Rilke adds another dimension to this challenge to go to the limits of our longing. Embody me, he adds, implying that this is the energy and the impulse behind our deepest longings. For it is life, ultimate reality, God, that is becoming itself through me. The related implication is that my own particular existence is about finding out and becoming my truest, fullest, biggest self. But since that is already our reality, the call is actually to realize what we are and what our life is about, to realize what we are. In the context of the story of the universe, we self-reflective human beings are, in fact, the universe evolved into a self-reflective mode of consciousness. We are the universe come to self-awareness. In my self-awareness and my self-realization, the universe is aware of itself. Put more poetically, perhaps, through my eyes, the stars look back at themselves in wonder. This is my body, then, becomes a statement of life's self-realization. Through my eyes, life looks at itself in wonder. For there is one caveat in the mandate to become our biggest, greatest, fullest selves, and that is, don't let yourself lose me. Put more directly in terms of life living itself through me, this could be stated as, don't lose yourself. Don't forget who you really are. The fact is, of course, that this is the sin of the world. Our blindness, the Greek word for sin, hamartia, means to miss the mark. So this sin of the world, it characterizes our illusory culture. It characterizes our illusory culture. We forget who we are. We've forgotten who we are. Rilke describes it with a little tongue-in-cheek remark. Nearby is the country they call life. You will know it by its seriousness. The archetypal person, Christ as Jesus, sees this truth and invites us to ingest this reality in order to remember. When you eat this, do this in memory of me, means let this remind you who you truly are and what your existence is about. Then you'll know how to live. And in case you didn't get that, let me demonstrate, which he does with another dramatic symbolic act. He washes the feet of his followers. And when he has finished and worked through the lack of understanding of some of them, he tells them, "This is why you're here, to wash one another's feet, to serve the essential journey of every being." In other words, to use yourself and others so that they stand in the glow of ripeness. For everything, every person, every being is embodying life on its journey of unfolding. Embody me is the essential directive for everything. The challenge is, how can we do this? How can we break out of our own fearful prisons and become what we truly are? In an earlier reflection, we spoke of how challenging times in extremis, our true self arises to the surface. Another favorite poet of mine, the 13th century poet known as Rumi, describes this process. This is how a human being can change. There's a worm addicted to eating grape leaves. Suddenly he wakes up. Call it grace, whatever. Something wakes him and he's no longer a worm. He's the entire vineyard and the orchard too. The fruit, the trunks, a growing wisdom and joy that doesn't need to devour. This is the goal of a human life, to become this full self, to become aware that I am the entire vineyard, the entire universe. But for this to happen, I need to step into the unknown. I need to die to the limited self that holds me in my narrow, fearful prison. As Rumi continues in another wonderful piece, this is how it happens. The grapes of my body can only become wine after the winemaker tramples me. I surrender my spirit like grapes to this trampling, so my inmost heart can blaze and dance with joy. This is the way. It is this statement that prepares us in the person of the Christ for the next stage of this Holy Week journey of life through death. For after this ritual of self-realization, of realizing who I am and responsibility, this is how I should live, comes the stage of actual dying. In order to live in this way, in order to realize in this way, only when I am broken open, broken out of the narrow prison of my illusory world, can I surrender my spirit, my deepest true self, and reach perfection where my inmost heart can blaze and dance with joy. Then you will never be done praising my name, the poet concludes. The final lines of the piece are wonderfully humbling in the way they bring us back to the initial realization of this life process, which is that life lives itself and that life knows what it is doing. It says, "You can deny me if you want. You have every excuse. But it is I who am the master of this work." Thank you, Rumi. The story of Holy Thursday ends with a somber prayer for courage and strength as we are invited into the next stage of life through death. As Christ Jesus says to his friends after this, "This now is the hour when darkness reigns." So blessings on us all as we step into this hour. But it is for this hour we were born, to die in order to live more fully, to participate in this unfolding of life. Mar sin, banach tioring, agus muidjig dolish jack, sasil, tree on mas. Blessings on us as we step into life through death.